So I'm reading from this, and what you have in front of you is from this. Okay? So this is 1000 AD, and this is 200 BC. Now I'll read it to you. Of course, this is a translation. And this is a wonderful testimony of the providence of God. And incidentally, it was discovered in 1947 and it was announced to the world in 1948. Is 1948 a significant date for us?
Yes.
1948 is a significant date for us because David Ben-Gurion declared the State of Israel into existence. And we believe God had been saying, yes, I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to keep my word. Here it is. It hasn't altered. And they found the Dead Sea Scrolls as a testimony to the accuracy of the scriptures. I must hurry on, brothers and sisters. I do get excited. Okay, Isaiah 49 now. Isaiah 49. And I'll read 1 to 12. I'll call the verse numbers. Remember that this is a translation, but you keep comparing. Isaiah 49:1. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb while yet inside my mother. My name he pronounced. Verse 2, he made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he has hid me. He made me like a polished arrow in his quiver. He concealed me. Verse 3, he said to me, you are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Verse 4, I said, for nothing have I labored. I have exhausted my strength on worthlessness and on emptiness. Yet my cause is with the Lord and my reward is with God. Verse 5. And now says the Lord who formed me from the womb as his servant to bring Jacob back to him again, that Israel might be gathered to him. I have gained honor in the sight of the Lord and my God has been my help. Verse 6. He says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Israel and bring back the preserved of Jacob. I will also give you as a light to the nations to be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Verse 7. Thus saith my Lord, the Lord your Redeemer, Israel and his Holy One, to one despised, to one abhorred, as a nation, to a servant of rulers, kings see and rise, and princes will bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, the one who chose you. Verse 8, thus saith the Lord, in a time of favor I will answer you, and in a day of salvation I will help you. I have protected you and given you as a covenant of a people to reestablish the land, to redistribute the inheritances that have been devastated. Verse 9, saying to the prisoners, come out, and to those who are in darkness, go free. They will feed upon all the mountains, and their pasture will be on all the heights. Verse 10, they will not hunger or thirst, nor will the scorching desert or sun harm them. For one who has compassion on them will lead them and guide them along springs of water. Verse 11, I will turn all my mountains into a road. All my highways will be elevated. Verse 12, see, they come from afar, these from the north and from the west, and others from the land of Cyrene. What is that in your Bible, the last word? Anyone got the King James Version there? Synonym, okay, yeah. Okay. I don't want to talk about the controversy of that, whether that's China or Egypt, we'll leave that. But that is from there. How did you go? Correspond pretty well to your Bible? Yes. Absolutely remarkable. Praise the Lord. Now let's take to our notes and let's hurry on to these points here. The rejected servant. Isaiah 49 verses 1 to 12. The suffering servant in Isaiah. The rejected servant. The servant's call and commission. The servant's discouragement and trust. The servant's discouragement and trust. The servant's call and commission. Here we have some of these personal details regarding of the Lord. Notice here, it opens up with, listen now. What was the first one? Look. Look. Now this one is listen. Because a lot of things are going to be said here. It's conversational. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. Isaiah's writing. Tell me who's speaking. Come on, I'm ready to confer a doctor of divinity on this one. Who's speaking? Isaiah's writing. Who's speaking? Listen, O coastlands, to me. Yeah. Who's the me? Isaiah's recording. Yeah, the servant, okay? You will find the servant in this particular passage of Scripture. It has to be the servant because you see what he's going to do here. So we've got Isaiah recording what the servant is saying. To whom is he speaking? To whom is he speaking? Ah, isn't that interesting? The servant is speaking to the peoples from afar. So immediately, well, he tells us to whom, isn't it? The Lord has called me from afar, from the womb. Where is that other place? You peoples from afar. That's afar from Israel, of course. Yeah. So in other words, this is going out to the Gentile peoples now. Of course, Israel will read this. But now this is going out to the Gentiles. And this is in Isaiah's day, 700 BC. And he starts talking about his call, his commission. The Lord has called me. Called me. So this is not applying for a job vacant advertisement. This is from the womb. Tell me someone else in the Bible that God touched them from the womb. He was already had the plans. Touched them from the womb. John the Baptist, Paul, Jeremiah. God got it all lined up, okay, from the womb, yeah. Right from the very womb. From the womb. This is a natal call from the womb. Notice he mentioned my mother. My mother. From the matrix, from the bowels of my mother, he has made mention of my name. Can you think of an incident in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ where this would parallel pretty well? This is it. Angel Gabriel. You shall call his name Jesus. Mashiach. Yeshua. Yeah, Jesus. Jesus. That's the name. And of course, with John the Baptist, was it? He said, he's going to be called John. Yes, going to be called John. From his birth. And notice there's preparation here. He has hidden me. That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, this is a wonder child. This is a wonder child, we know. And Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 7:14, it was going to be a virgin birth. It says he hides me. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver he has hidden me.